Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my song.
Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Jerusalem is historically the most famous city of the world. It is amazing that a city whose name means peaceful hills should be the site and object of so much conflict and death over the centuries, and is even now a place of contention and strife over territorial claims by various tribes claiming to be the natural descendants of Abraham. This is the same Abraham who was blessed by Melchizedek, who is said to be the king of Salem, which means Prince of Peace. This Melchizedek is a character who only appears this once to Abraham, and his whereabouts is nowhere else found in the scriptures. He is said to be a priest of the Most High God, yet his lineage is not recorded. In the Lord's purpose, that which is set forth by type in the scriptures is always preceded by that which the type manifests. If Melchizedek is but a type of Christ, we do know that Christ preceded him as the priest of the Most High God, and is indeed the Prince of Peace long before he was manifested to the world in that manger in Bethlehem. The Jerusalem which is of the earth, which can be found geographically, is in reality but a type of that city which cometh down from heaven. That Jerusalem which is from above is perfect, and is more everlastingly ancient than the city of Jerusalem, which is recorded in the annals of man's history. The only reason that a carnal city called Jerusalem even exists is to bear witness to that holy city which Abraham declared that he looked for. Carnal Jerusalem is built by men, but that Jerusalem which is from above is not made with hands, but is that city in which the Lamb is the light, wherein he is pleased to dwell. Men will shed the blood of others in a quest to possess the earthly city of Jerusalem and clamor to gain control of it based upon their own territorial claims and religious traditions. Yet that true Jerusalem, which is as a city set upon a hill, is that which the Lord Jesus Christ gave his own blood to possess. It was his from before the foundation of the world, and he has bought it by the sacrifice of himself on Calvary's tree. For that Jerusalem which is from above is the kingdom of God, the elect, the bride of Christ. The Lord has not chosen a people out of the earth, but rather has created his people in the earth and manifested the glory of his grace in their salvation. These are those for whom he prayed in the garden, and of which he shall lose none. For he is the king of Salem, the prince of peace, and the everlasting father. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, yet he told his disciples, "Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword," thus manifesting the natural hatred men have for the true kingdom of God. Peace is not simply the absence of war, for even when hostilities cease for a season, still there is no peace for the wicked. Yet true peace will cause the absence of war. This is exactly what the Lord Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight." Our quarrel is not with the governments of this world, regardless of how oppressive they might be. The wisdom of this world would seek to arm men with all sorts of carnal weapons and to come up with reasons to justify mayhem and violence. The weapons of the warfare of those who know this true peace are not carnal, but are indeed mighty. They fight peacefully, being given the whole armor of God, whereby they might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and be able to stand in the evil day. This is that peace of God which passeth understanding, that which the world cannot grasp and places no value upon. Our King calls us from darkness to light, giving us eyes to behold that city not made with hands. He has caused us to inherit a kingdom built by himself, that one to whom all of the promises of God are made, and who has made us heirs and joint heirs with him, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at 44@windstream.net.